Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's A180 served up by Wendy's. Always enjoy having Predators General Manager David Poile on the show. Joins us today on a game day. Preds and Kings tonight. Down at the Stone, Chad. We'll be there. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
We can't wait for the NHL trade deadline to come and go, right? With all of the news, rumors circulating. And
I'm guessing we have someone on the line that probably wants the trade deadline to come and go as well. Ready for that to be over with.
David, how are you?
I think you're getting pretty close to how I'm feeling.
So, Victor Arvidsson not at the skate this morning, and everyone's going crazy over it, at least listeners on social media. Can you give us an update as to why he wasn't there?
No, I can't. I'll know a little bit more this afternoon. It's nothing major. I guess that falls under a maintenance day. Hopefully he'll be available for us tonight.
David Poile with us. The day of the Boyle and McLeod trades, you expressed how you were happy with the current roster and the makeup of the team. 2 weeks later, do you still feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's perfect. Lots of ups and downs, and we don't have to go any further than just to look at how all the teams in the NHL are playing. I mean, St. Louis has now won 11 in a row, I believe. Chicago, I watched them last night. There's seven in a row. Both teams have fought their way back into the playoffs. Minnesota, on the other hand, is like 1-6. There's lots of ups and downs. We played Dallas the other night in a terrific game. I thought they're fighting for their life to make the playoffs, and that game was a close game that we eventually won out on. So it's a battle. Again, I'm looking inward before I look outward, if you will, in terms of our team. Still have some areas that we could be better in and some inconsistencies. I mean, in our conversation that we've had each week with you guys, we've talked a lot about our power play. That's still an area that we certainly are trying hard to improve on. I'm not so sure there's a trade, so to speak, that could help that. I do think getting Brian Boyle is part of the solution. With, we're just having trouble in all areas. I mean, we're having trouble getting the puck up the ice. Our entries aren't as good anymore. Consequently, we're not getting as many shots on net. So, again, I think there's still things that we can improve internally before we look outside the organization. Having said that, I mean, I guess the other 30 general managers is pretty much on the phone on a constant basis here as in the last few days, and probably will be through Monday to see how certain things play out. There's a number of, I'd say, higher-end free agents that are available, and, where they go actually could, depending on what teams give up, could actually change the balance of the league right now. So we're paying close attention to that. And, as I always say, I'm open to anything, but I think regardless, we still have a good team. But if I can find a way to improve our team between now and Monday afternoon, I'm going to do that.
Do you like what Boyle's brought to this team so far?
Yeah, I really do. I really think that he's leadership again. I think he's terrific in that. The coaches tell me he does a great job in terms of his how he talks and what he says in the room and on the bench. And I know he's got a couple of goals for us already. And he's I think he just one of those. He's got lots of intangibles that I think I've already shown up so far, and certainly will show up when we get into the playoffs.
David Poile with us on the Midday 180.
In 7 of your 10 losses since the new year, your opponents scored 4 or more. You've been known as a defensive team for a good while with the defenders that you put on the ice and with your goaltending. Don't you feel like the defense should be a little tighter at this time of year?
I do. And again, I'm certainly going to give high marks to our goaltenders. I don't think that they've let us down at all. I think that they play well almost every night. I do think that we can and will be able to shore up our defensive play and our defensive responsibilities. That's been an area that has not been as good as it has, usually has been for the last few years. I believe we're, I could stand correct, I still believe we're like sixth or seventh in the league in defensive hockey, meaning goals against. So, like, you know, we're still one of the top teams, but I think when push comes to shove, we can do a better job at that for sure.
David Poile with us on the Midday 180. As you evaluate your team, David, and the possible moves that you'll make, how closely are you watching the other top teams in the Western Conference, or can you not let that affect whatever you'll ultimately decide to do?
I'm watching, and I can't let that affect what I'm doing. I got to do what's best for our team. I have to believe, as you're probably suggesting, that these, you know, what I'd call three or four more of the higher-end free agents, that there's just a certain amount of teams that are participating in trying to get those guys. And it's, you know, we've made our share of big deals at the trading deadline. And again, I'm not trying to sit on the fence here with you, but I can tell you I've been in contact with all teams. You know, if there's a deal to be made within reason, we're there. If we're not, I'm still very happy and comfortable with our team that won the President's Trophy last year. And, you know, as I said at the beginning of the year, these guys, if this is where we're at, then these are the guys that got us the President's Trophy last year. They can get it done this year. And if we add on to that, that would be fantastic.
Where you guys are right now, which is still a very good team, and I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this, but when you talk about at the trade deadline, you're just focused on making your team better. Does that also just so happen to line up with what's going to combat what Winnipeg does well and what Vegas does well or other top teams across the Western Conference?
Well, again, it's almost like you're picking your opponent and you're forecasting the future. And I understand that. I mean, I think a lot of people, at least at the start of the year, through the year, have mentioned that, you know, it could be Nashville and Winnipeg, you know, having to play each other to advance in the playoffs. And I certainly see that that's a strong, strong possibility. But I don't think you can do everything for that. I mean, there are always upsets in the playoffs. It looks like the first round is going to be very, very hard. I mean, right now the first round would either be Winnipeg versus Winnipeg or versus St. Louis, meaning if we were to end up in first place, you know, we would probably draw a team like, say, whoever it's today, Chicago or Dallas, something like that. If we end up in second or third place, we would probably draw St. Louis. Having said that, St. Louis could get the first place the way they're playing. So, you know, I don't think, to answer your question directly, that you can be disconcerned about one team, and that's why it always goes back to what's going to make our team better. What are we lacking right now? What can we do to be better? Or actually, do we have it within our room and we just need to be a little bit better, just like in the previous question when you asked about our defensive play. I mean, I have no doubt that we have, between our goaltender, our defensive play, and the experience that we have with our forwards, that we can do a better job than we have done in, say, the last 20 games from a defensive standpoint.
Predators GM David Poile with us on 104.5 The Zone.
You haven't had more than 11 regulation losses at home in under Laviolette, but you've already got 11 this season. So what's that tell you about what you're doing at home? What has to change at home?
Disappointing, for sure. We've really worked hard, and our players have done a great job to establish Bridgestone Arena. And I should include our fans in this, for sure, as a very tough building to play in, a very very loud crowd, hopefully a little bit of an intimidating crowd. I'm disappointed in that. That's probably one of the bigger things that I'd like to correct, if that's the right way to say it, because, you know, come playoff time, you know, we like to think that we have that seventh man and that the home ice advantage means something. I really believe that where we are in the standings, you know, like, we're fighting for not only the playoffs, but you're fighting for home ice advantage. And right now we have that in the first round. A win tonight actually takes us into first place ahead of Winnipeg. That could be huge. Last year in the second round, it wasn't, when we lost to Winnipeg, and that's something that's, you know, still, I think, in everybody's cross, so to speak, that is kind of bothering us. So it's disappointing, Paul. I just hope that we can get the touchdown to Peter Laviolette.
David, I want to get your perspective on this. Kyle Turris has one assist in the seven games since he returned from injury, and of course that came in Dallas. Are you disappointed in his play since he's returned, or is that more about him working his way back into shape?
I think it's the latter to start with, for sure. Lots of work on his conditioning and getting back. I mean, his injury was such that he wasn't able to do, you know, as much. I guess it's kind of similar to PK Subban coming back. Having said that, I think it's, there's no question, and I've said it many times, and, you know, we need to find more production out of our second line, and that's where, you know, Kyle finds himself, and with his line mates, which have been most frequently Craig Smith or Kevin Fiala, and that's an area, if we're going to have any success, we have to do better on. So hopefully Kyle's going to get his offensive form very soon.
And you alluded to this earlier, and maybe we can expand it here. Are you concerned that there really isn't a way as a GM to fix your power play problems in the middle of the season? It seems like your group could use that full reboot in that area, and of course you don't have the luxury right now of doing that.
All I can tell you is that it's being worked on every day, and it's being worked on this morning in trying to do a couple of different situations, and maybe even, you know, changing some of the personnel around on the power play. But it's whether it's difficult or not, it's our job, it's our responsibility, it's our greatest need to get corrected. So it's not going without attention on a daily basis, and hopefully as soon as tonight you'll see some difference.
David Poile has been our guest. Thank you so much for the time today. As always, we always enjoy this, and maybe we'll see you at the game tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yep.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.